Bill Atkinson, joined by Ken Early, to discuss matters pertaining. And we'll start with, we'll start in the area that is currently just the most gobsmacking. And it's now managed to come up 2 weekends in a row, even though it's just one event. But I think people are now aware of the fact that it hasn't just been one event. It's been an ongoing process. And that's, Ken, the ridiculous, and I think it is a ridiculous decision to allow referees to go and referee in midweeks where they're theoretically quiet in the Middle East. I just can't quite believe people have thought, well, that'll be sound.
Well, it's just staggering, you know, that Howard Webb thought that this wasn't going to smack him in the face at some point. You know, you allow Premier League referees to go to the UAE, who obviously own the most successful Premier League club, you know, referee games in the ADNOC, Abu Dhabi National Oil Company sponsored UAE Pro League, and then come back and give controversial decisions in the Premier League, and for people not to immediately put two and two together. Like, usually the whole world is like absolutely saturated with conspiracy theorizing about everything, you know, in every sort of field. And football, I think, ever since the introduction of VAR, I think like the charge of corruption in football has become so much more widespread because of the problem VAR presents, which is the referee can't just claim anymore, oh, I didn't see it, or, you know, oh, you know, I only got one view and in real time it didn't look like that. It's instead you've got, you know, a bunch of referees all looking at video evidence and apparently disregarding clear evidence in one direction or another, or, you know what I mean? So how do you explain that? How do you explain that? Previously you could have said, well, I didn't see it, or I just missed it, or, you know, there was a player in the way. Now it's like, well, obviously these guys are corrupt. You know, I think that's the biggest problem of the many problems that VAR creates. But that's always been there. I mean, the problem with the decisions in football is that so many of them are just subjective. Like, say, for example, you know, during the week, the Premier League Independent Decisions Review Panel, whatever it's called, says Diogo Jota shouldn't have got that second yellow card against Tottenham, right? But if you look at it, it's like, three of the panel said this shouldn't have been a yellow card, and two of them said it was. Okay, so which means that it could go either way.
It's sort of decisions.
Yeah, it's up to you. There isn't actually a correct answer here.